This is the B-Team Podcast, a daily recap of what you missed this morning on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96,
a Boswell Media station.
Join us here for behind-the-scenes information, exclusive show content, and more. Listen live at kicks96news.com.
To become a sponsor, appear as a guest on the show, or for more information, contact them at btpodcastms@gmail.com.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Brian Bemo Montgomery.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Rick Riley.
Don't everybody thank me at once.
This is the B-Team Podcast.
The B-Team Podcast.
We're here.
This is the B-Team Podcast. We thank you so much for tuning in. Of course, the podcast is a rebroadcast of some of the things that you get to hear weekday mornings from 6 until 9 on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96, which is your home for Bemo in the morning. The B-Team Podcast always loves the feedback, so please tell a friend, follow us, like us, subscribe. It's free. It keeps us gainfully employed, and we do thank you for your time. You know, I wonder sometimes if people just have no clue what they're doing.
Oh, that's true.
And then they get shocked.
People don't have a clue.
They get shocked when the response to what they're doing, knowing full damn well that it should start a fight, causes a fight, and then they look surprised like this. I have two rules when it comes to the house. It's very easy. Rule number one, don't bring anything in that house that has four legs and breathes and has to, you know, eat and has to be cleaned up after without consulting people.
Fair enough.
You know, because if I had a daughter for every time I heard, oh my God, I just love that face. I want a puppy. I'd be a wealthy man. Mm. I have a cat.
Baby.
Yes. Baby's my girl. That's my nurse.
She's a sweet cat.
Yes, she is.
It likes me.
Mm-hmm. She should. So why in the hell would I want a second one?
Yeah. We had a dog out here yesterday. Bingo, B-I-N-G-O.
That was the dog's name for real?
It was Bingo. Because I walked outside and I was like, whoa, where did this come from? They're like, oh, no, it was just out there.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's got a collar on. I was like, well, what? No one looked at his name yet, so I bent down there. And they're like, what's his name, Brick? I was like, B-I-N-G-O. And apparently, it's a neighborhood dog.
Oh.
Because I put it on Snapchat, and I had a bunch of people comment on it, and they were like, oh, that dog walks with my dad all the time whenever my dad walks through the neighborhood. I'm like, oh, so it's your dog? No.
No.
And I'm like, oh, what? And she's like, I think he lives next to the person that lives next to the golf course. I'm like, oh, okay. Another person commented like, oh, that's the golf course dog. So he always comes to us while we're swimming in the pool in the summertime. I'm like, oh, okay. So yeah, apparently it's just like the neighborhood dog that walks around and kind of looks in on everybody.
We got a lot of those in Cousin.
Yeah. So Bingo was out here. He tried to get in the Jeep with me. And go to the, what I had to go to the supervisor's meeting yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I went down there and played with him. And then I walked off and he was following me down there and tried to get in the Jeep. And I was like, Ashley, come hold the dog so I can leave.
You got time for that. So, surefire ways to start a fight.
I got a good one.
What you got?
It's not the way my mom did it.
Oh. Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah, that's the end all be all right there.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, don't bring a dog or a cat or any animal in the house without a conversation. And if you do, don't be surprised when you get, you know, that look.
I heard tell one time of a wife, or newlyweds, and the husband asked the wife to iron his shirt, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was excited because it was a newlywed, right? You iron your husband's shirt. You know, husband asks you to do something.
Right.
And so she ironed the shirt. And then he got it and wasn't right. And then he made the grave mistake of my mom does it like this. And she told him, you gotta iron your own damn shirts from now on. And here's the kicker. He only had one arm. So she gonna make the one arm man iron his own shirts.
Oh my God, dude, you were gonna make me tear whatever the adhesive, I would say, tear my stitches. I don't have any. I got her butterflies and this glue. Oh, my God. It's the B-Team Podcast. We'll be right back.
This is the B-Team Podcast.
Sponsored by Mammoth Power Company. The official workout gear of the B-Team Podcast. Lead from the front.
Get your shit in and go to work.
Get your gear at mammothpowercompany.com.
It's the B-Team Podcast on this Tuesday, November 16th. It is the 16th, right? Yeah, there it is. Welcome aboard. If it's your first time, we thank you so much. If you're one of the faithful, God bless you. Spread the word. Keep the people coming in. Trust me, this is like the cure for like a bad day in most cases. We always invite you to check out the show weekday mornings because the B-Team Podcast is a rebroadcast of some of the things that you'll get to hear on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96. You're home for BMO in the morning. You can listen live by going to kicks96news.com. Check it out for yourself if you are in the area. We love it when you listen. We love it when you call in. If you are somewhere other than Central Mississippi, you can always send us an email, chime in, leave a message on the podcast app. We love feedback, so please feel free to chime in at any time. And I got a text message yesterday, and I'm like, I got to share this with you because you would understand, or you would just have some different insight than mine. A friend of mine is getting married. Everything's there, everything's set, everything's good to go. His sister has a significant other. Been together for, I don't know, 3.5 years. They're taking family portraits, and he tells his sister, I don't want him in the family photo. And old boy gets upset and asks why. And he says, quite honestly, it's a family photo, and relationships come and go. Weddings come and go, or marriages come and go. But this is the love of my life. And I don't want in 3 years or 2 years or 1 year to have this picture on my wall with someone who may or may not be with my sister for the rest of his life. How would you feel?
You mean if I were the...
If you were the groom. If you were the groom. And your sister was dating somebody and wanted him in the family photo. How would you feel?
Well, if they're just dating, then no. I don't know if they're, if they're married, yeah, that's one thing. But if they're just dating, then it's tough.
I'm just saying because I feel with you and I feel with him because look, if you're taking a family photo, and I'm talking about not just a family photo but a wedding photo.
Yeah.
This is something that you are going to have to look at for the rest of your life. Have on display, have people come over, have your sister come over. They break up.
Yeah, I get it.
And I was just blown away by the fact that he was upset. I'd have been, if it had been me, we're dating. I get that. It's cool.
Yeah, that's understandable. You're dating. You're not together.
Yeah, if you're not engaged or married, you got no business in a family photo at someone's wedding.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. And I got called out on it. That's kind of harsh, don't you think? Look, first and foremost, I'm not the one spending $1,200 on wedding photos. Second, if I'm in that position and I'm the decision maker, unless you're married, you got no business all up in the photo.
My experience, you don't mess with the bride or groom on their wedding stuff. Like, if it's their wedding, they get the final say.
Always.
Not the mother of the bride. The mother of the groom.
Yeah.
The groom and the bride.
Oh, better half is in here. She's not coming in here. She's going to the ladies' room, I think. Anyway, Brother Breck, should you, and I understand we're not doing the whole marriage thing, but should you, under any circumstances, have a photo of you, whether it's best friend, iconic moment, whatever, should you, for any reason at all, have a photo in your house of you and someone you were dating? Here, I'll give you the scenario. You break up. You meet Garth Brooks. And I'm going to Garth because...
my boy.
That's your boy.
Yeah.
You meet Garth Brooks. Got your mom with you. And someone you were dating at the time. You break up with that person. You start seeing someone else. Someone else says, is that Garth Brooks? You say, yes. Who's that? That's mom. Who's that? Oh, girl I was dating at the time. So there's an example for you. But should you, under any circumstances, have pictures of someone you were with that you're no longer with up in your house?
I think that circumstance is fine. Or if it was like a prom date, right?
Prom date?
Prom, right? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, those are big events, you know? Whatever. I mean, it's not, you know, big deal. I mean, I think there could be, you know, sort of a compromise. Like, put it somewhere. Like, don't put it in the, don't put it on the mantle, you know? But if you wanted to put it somewhere else, then, yeah, okay, whatever. But like I said, if I met Garth Brooks and a picture of Garth Brooks, that's my boy. I ain't taking that down. Sorry.
Okay, now...
it's not like I left the picture on the mantle because of the girl that was in there with me, right?
Right.
It's because of Garth Brooks.
Okay. Now, how would you feel if you had the picture photoshopped and that person was taken out? Would you do that?
I mean, yeah. I mean, if someone wanted to do that, that's fine. But I'm not going to go through the trouble to do it myself. You know, if someone wants to, like, whatever.
Well, here's a question for you, because it's like this. If you're married and you have children together and there's a favorite photo that you have of you and the kids and your ex-wife.
Yeah.
Okay. You get remarried. Should you have those pictures up at all?
Like I said, it just depends on where you put them. It's like, okay, dude, so, you know, everybody gets tagged in, like, Facebook pictures now. So do you go back and scrub all your old pictures with people that you were with? I mean, that's a, you know.
The missus is joining me. Now, I'm going to tell you what happened. Meet Garth Brooks, okay? I played the audio for you. He invites me to go to the show.
Yeah.
Took someone with me that I was dating at the time, and... I'm the kind of person that takes those moments and does things with them. So I had the backstage passes. I had the picture.
You got a frame. You
had the frame.
You radioed it up like we do.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I had the tickets. I had the signature on the, because he signed the ticket for me. I had the backstage passes, you know, the little laminates. Had those in there. And broke up with that person. Somebody. Oh, hi, honey. Said, it's a great picture, but do you need that up? So I said, okay. So I photoshopped her out. But my rule is this. Unless you were married to somebody and that's the kid's, you know, father or the kid's mother or something like that. If the kids want to have that up in their room, All day. That's your mom. That's your dad. But if you're no longer with someone, why do you have a picture with anybody other than who you're with up in your house? Just saying. I know you're chiming. Go ahead.
You get into it. Like if someone, an ex bought you something, do you have to throw it away? No, because my ex bought me a Yeti cooler. You think I'm throwing that away?
See, no! You got to draw the line there. I mean, the Yeti cooler now, that's up for negotiation. Now, go ahead. Do you own anything from a previous relationship?
I plead the fifth on that.
Huh?
I plead the fifth.
Really?
First of all, what he just said, you just don't tell who you're with what your ex gave you. I mean...
now it's better to lie to your...
It's not lying if it doesn't come out of your mouth.
It's better to lie.
Now, if they ask you, where did you get that? And then you tell them a different story, that's lying. But if you just don't say anything and you're not asked, it's not lying.
Now, had I not photoshopped that picture...
it would have not been up.
Now you got me curious. What do you own that, what do you own from a previous relationship?
Jewelry.
Like what?
Watches.
Do you wear them?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, see, that's different. Hmm.
And exes or exes, they're in the past. That's what they make scissors for. If you still love those pictures so much, you should still be with that person. It makes the person you're with feel like Garth you still Brooks. Care. You photoshopped her out, and that meant a lot to me that you actually cared how I felt.
Yeah.
I felt bad because it was Garth Brooks, and she unfortunately ruined the picture.
What if Chris LeDoux was a picture of you, Chris LeDoux, and somebody else? No way.
If it was, like, the father of my kids, it would be in their room, the kids' room. Because, like you said, I agree that if it's, like, an ex-husband and you have children with them, it should be in the kids' room if they want it there. But you don't have to have it on display. But if it wasn't, like, an ex, I'd probably have it photoshopped or cut that person out.
There you go.
Like I have in the past many times.
Ms. Astor joining us. Question for you. Should you, for any reason, other than what we've already talked about, and that, you know, an ex-husband when you have children with, should you, for any other reason, have a picture of anyone else up from your past in your house?
I was about to say a resounding no, but then I remembered that I do have a prom picture from 07 with my ex.
Okay.
I mean, but we're together in it.
You're together in it?
Yeah, in the picture. So.
Now, do you have that up in your house?
No.
Okay.
No, it is in a box with all my other high school memories.
Oh, so you have keepsakes?
Yes. So, now, I'm not displaying that. I am not putting an X on my wall anywhere. No.
Well, see, the topic of conversation is, should you have photos of significant others or someone from your past up who's no longer in your past around the house? Now, you brought up an interesting thing, keepsakes. There is certain pieces of jewelry that Yvonne has from other relationships that she has, but as far as a keepsake box and things of that nature, that's a whole interesting conversation.
Yeah. The only reason I would have it is if it was something like that with prom. Like I have had other pictures with another guy or whatever, and it just, no, I don't have it anymore. I don't want it. I don't know. If that had not been a prom picture, it would be gone. Any other pictures I have with that same person, long gone.
Okay. So I was just curious. Because this whole thing started off with a friend of mine who got married, who had his sister come in for a family portrait and wanted to bring the man she was dating. And the groom said absolutely not. His reasons for it were because of the fact that, like he said, I don't want to display something on my wall. And 3 years go by, 4 years go by, you're no longer with this person, and here I am with the love of my life on our day. Mm-hmm. And you're no longer with this person who's in this family portrait.
Absolutely. When I got married, one of my bridesmaids was dating someone, and they were not allowed in our pictures. Now, to keep everybody happy, we could have done a picture without them and then a picture with them, but I mean, what the bride and groom says goes.
Yeah.
Period.
I agree. Good stuff.
If you see BMO smiling, yeah, he's probably thinking of doing something bad. If he's laughing, he probably already has. BMO in the morning, weekdays on Mississippi's Superstar Country, Kix 96.
It's the B-Team Podcast. We thank you so much for tuning in today, Brother Breck, hanging out with us as usual. Make sure you tell a friend and subscribe. Ashley brought up a very interesting point. We were talking about photos around the house of significant others, etc., blah, 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 blah. Ashley has a keepsake box, which is where she keeps some of her photos from, you know, growing up and memories, and she's got prom pictures in there with some other dude and things of that nature. Should you have anything to say about a keepsake box? How would you feel if you were dating someone and they had a keepsake box of old memories and things of that nature?
I mean, everybody's got memories, right?
Right. I mean, it wouldn't bother you? You
can't tell people to get rid of their memories now.
No. It's just, you know.
If there's a picture of her and, like, a first husband on their wedding day, maybe a little something else there. But, like, why would you want to remember marriage didn't work out? I mean, it's one thing if, like, you had kids with the first person.
Right.
Get that. And you, like, as we talked about earlier, if there's, like, you know, you with your ex and a kid, and you want to keep that picture because of the kid, understandable.
Yeah.
But still, like,
yeah. But no, but
it just depends on what's in it.
Yeah, overall keepsake box. Where would you draw the line? I mean, with a prom picture? With a prom picture?
No. I mean, it's prom, right?
Right.
Everybody has prom, you know.
But where do you draw the line?
I mean, if there's pictures of her and every other person she's dated before me, yeah, probably draw a line in that one. Or if there's this her, if there's like multiple pictures of her and one person, then yeah, sort of a red flag.
Right.
But, you know, like I said, for the most part,
I'm under the philosophy that whatever happened before me is your business. Right. I wasn't there for it. I wasn't, you know, I got memories before you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm fine with that. If you want to have a keepsake box, I guess that's on you. I mean, personally, do you have a box of memories or stuff like that?
No.
Yeah. I think it's just a guy thing. I mean, we personally just don't keep things like that. I mean, there are, and the funny part about it is I used to be that way. I used to keep, you know, movie tickets, you know, first date stuff. And then you just find that one woman that rips your heart out, throws it on the ground, stomps on it a few times, you know, does a, you know, a twist of fate on it and jacks it up. I guess that'll cure it. But I've never been mushy like that.
I mean, I get it. I mean, I always kept things that, I didn't keep things like that. I kept like my ticket stub to the Garth Brooks concert.
Oh yeah. You know? Well, that's like, that's one thing.
That kind of stuff. I've never been super sentimental about keeping, you know, stuff like that. And you know, I mean, I can if I want to, but it's not like I'm gonna make a shrine to the person and put it in there.
If if you got to do something like that, you should be with that person. Unless that person is no longer with you, and even then, do it with taste.
Yeah,
I'll give you a great example. Yvonne's children, from her first marriage, her husband is no longer alive. So she doesn't have any photos of them. The kids do, and I think it's great. You know, that's your dad.
Yeah.
You know, that's on you. I get it. I understand it. She gets a little emotional around his birthday and the day he passed. It was tragic circumstances. I get that. I understand.
Life, man.
The minute you become jealous of someone else that isn't around... Yeah. Dude, you don't have issues. You've got a damn subscription.
Yeah.
Talking about weddings and wedding photographers now say that there are three signs that will prove to you a marriage won't last. A TikTok photographer.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Yeah. Say no more.
They know all.
Yes. Said that the three signs that you should look for to tell whether or not a couple will make it is, the first indicator is one of the spouses will take more than three family photos without the other spouse. How the hell are they family photos if your husband isn't in it?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I can think of is if it's like you take a picture with like the groom and your boys. You know what I mean?
Right.
You got some boys, maybe not necessarily the groomsmen.
Yeah.
But like the your boys like that weren't groomsmen. They're like your frat, if you have frat brothers that weren't groomsmen or
yeah.
Just other boys, you know what I mean? And same thing with the girl, with the bride, you know?
Yeah.
Probably plenty of pictures that you don't want to have with, you know, you and your girlfriends.
Yeah.
But that's not like... I'm going to call that family. So if like grandmother comes up or grandfather or aunts or uncles, yeah, you should probably be in the pictures together.
The second sign is that a wedding party avoids talking about the other spouse during the get ready photos or toast. Okay. And finally, the last indicator, according to a TikTok photographer, as to the three signs that a marriage won't last, is one of the spouses will spend more time with family or friends at the reception rather than their other half. See, this is the one thing that I hate about weddings. And the day that you get married, I will do my best to make sure this doesn't happen. The minute you get married, you have to put on a show.
The hell I don't. I'm going to be on the dance floor.
But what I'm saying, weddings are supposed to be for the bride and the groom.
Oh, I know.
but it becomes a festival for everybody who's in attendance.
You're a damn politician.
Yeah, look, I'm like this. I'm at your wedding. People are going to leave you what we call the hell alone.
My ass will be on the dance floor.
That's your day. So if I have to play Secret Service, I will play Secret Service. But
you don't have to worry about that with me. I'm pretty outspoken.
Yeah,
I'm not a.
I pity the fool that tries to screw with my boy on his day.
I'll say I'm a people pleaser. I don't want to make anybody upset, but I'm not going to lose sleep over it. I'm like, yeah. I'm going to go do this. You're going to wait.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem saying that. I don't have to be rude. Like,
yeah.
This is my day. I'm about to go dance with my wife.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see my friends that I haven't seen for 15 years from college. That's what I'm going to go do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
don't have a problem telling people that.
On the wedding tip.
Maybe I'll do one of these when I start DJing a bunch of weddings.
Yeah.
To find out who's gonna last and who's not going to last.
You should.
The bride comes and dances with the DJ.
and she's underage and giving you cigarettes. Might not be a good sign. Mom refuses to attend her daughter's wedding because? Why? Why would you assume that a mother would not attend her daughter's wedding?
What about COVID or vaccines?
Okay. Okay. Another reason?
Don't like the person she's marrying, like doesn't agree with it. Maybe it's like, I don't know, maybe she's marrying another girl, maybe she's marrying interracial, something like different race.
Okay.
Something like that. So.
A mom refuses to attend her daughter's wedding because she's head over heels in love with her daughter's fiance.
Well, that too.
I can't make this up. A bride-to-be is devastated after her mother said she will not attend the wedding because she's madly in love with her daughter's fiancé. The woman took to the anonymous discussion forum, weddingbee.com, and said her world has been turned upside down when her mother admitted to having romantic feelings for her future husband. She continued that her mom has been very unhappy in her marriage to her dad for years and that their partner makes her feel a way that her father never has. The bride's confession sparked an outpouring of support with hundreds of women rallying behind her and blasting her mother. Now, I have friends who will not take girls to family reunions and family gatherings because uncles, cousins, and it's sad but true, fathers will hit.
Yeah.
It's like dropping a injured fish into a pool of sharks. Yeah. But yeah, these are the things that happen in the world we live in.
My thing is like, did the fiance go a little overboard but trying to impress the mom? Like the first time they met? I don't know. My thing is like, I have like that kind of personality. Like if I'm going to meet people are most likely, we're going to get along.
Right.
That's parents. That's anybody. I'm just very relatable and it's just my kind of personality. So I don't. What am I supposed to do if that happens to me? Like, start being a jerk to your mom?
I would just squash it quickly. I did it one time. I have someone in my life that her sister was very attracted to me and made no qualms about it. And I literally took half a day to gather my thoughts, not because I had feelings for her, but how to approach this, because the two sisters were competitive anyway, and I wound up talking to mom.
There you go.
And I said, how do I handle this? And she says, let me watch, let me see how things are. And I said, okay. And we had a dinner that we were doing at their house that weekend. And mom saw with her own eyes how things were shaping up, and mom squashed it quickly. But yeah, there are just moments, you know, where people can misconstrue kindness or being thoughtful as something else. And I'm going to be me. I mean, I am the way I am. I've been that way for 54 years. You're either going to get it or you don't, but I don't know, man. I would not want to be in that
episode of Modern Family where that happens to Jay and Gloria. And yeah. Gloria's sister comes and visits from Columbia, and then she He starts having a thing for Jace. He like locks Manny in a closet and like sends Gloria on like an errand and then tries to confront Jay in the bedroom.
Wow. That is absolutely nuts. Time now for a thing we call Things We Learned Today. And we learned a whole heck of a lot. We learned that you have to be careful bringing a boyfriend home if your mother's having a rough marriage, because they might have
fall feelings. In love with you. Fall in love with your boyfriend.
So basically, I'm off the market, but if you have an interest in dating Breck and your mother's having issues with her current husband, don't bring Breck home.
Don't do it. Don't my do fault it. People like me.
And he's sexy. We also learned today that you should keep photos up of a significant other only if there are children involved and the children want to have the photos in their rooms. Which is pretty fair. Yeah. We also learned that keepsake boxes should have limitations with regards to what you keep within them.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have a panty collection, there could be issues.
Yeah, probably. That might be a little bit of a problem.
In my case, I don't really have much of an issue with that because most of the women I dated never wore underwear.
Yeah, no worries there. It's like when hunters keep, things of their trophies.
Yes.
You know, they keep some horns or keep a cut off a, I don't know, something else.
Can you imagine having a panty room?
So this one was December 08 in here.
And look, that bra up there. Did you date Dolly Parton?
See that one? See this scar right here? That was a tough one now. Almost took my life. That was a great hunt. You know, the greatest ones are the ones where you almost die.
Yes. I think that just falls right into belief with my practice when it comes to hunting and hunters. You should only hunt things that can hunt you.
That could kill you back?
Yeah. Look, I killed this rabbit. So, show me a polar bear. Then I'll get excited.
Can't kill those.
Well, I'm just saying, if you could. Well, unless you're, that rich dude in Roadhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Because Patrick Swayze knocks the big polar bear down on that tiny dude.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The polar bear fell on me.
Who did they say they're remaking Roadhouse with?
I thought it was Ronda Rousey.
No. It was somebody that I didn't think was, like, very tough. Oh, who was it?
Well, first of all, who could replace Patrick Swayze?
Oh, who was it? Who I wanted was Gerard Butler.
Oh, that could be cool.
You know, but this person, who was it? It was like Jake Gyllenhaal?
And according to this, yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jake is supposed to star in a Roadhouse remake.
I didn't think, I like Jake Gyllenhaal and everything. I just didn't think of him as like the tough guy. Like I said, Gerard Butler.
But then again, would you have considered Patrick Swayze a tough guy?
I mean, he already had that reputation to me because, I didn't know Patrick Swayze.
True.
You know,
Red Dawn.
Yeah,
Outsiders.
Red Dawn and the Point Break.
Yes.
Point Break.
No, there you go. The Point Break, Outsiders.
Yeah, he was the tough guy to me, He wasn't Dirty Dancing to me.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. I was thinking, like I said, Gerard Butler would have been my choice for that because he's kind of a badass.
I could see that one.
Yeah.
Just don't put Vin Diesel in anything else with The Rock. That's all I'm saying. I don't want to see The Rock do another movie for 5 years.
I tell you, I did watch the movie with The Rock this weekend, and I enjoyed it. And it's Disney's Jungle Cruise.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was,
Disney Plus?
Yeah, it came out on Disney Plus. I mean, it released in theaters back in July, I think.
Uh-huh.
And then they just released it on Disney Plus on Friday. And I liked it. It's like an adventure movie. It's a very... The Mummy / Raiders of the Lost Ark sort of Pirates of the Caribbean thing.
So that's what we need is another movie series.
So
with The Mummy. I miss The Mummy movies.
So, yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. It's got Emily Blunt in it, who's fantastic. Love her.
Isn't she the one that's married to
John?
John
Krasinski.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's great. She's a great actress. I love her. Wow. She's good in it.
You know, it's funny to see him with someone like her because you watched him on The Office. You swore that he and
Pam
were. I mean, they're just great on screen, chemistry.
Yeah, and from everything I've been told, John Krasinski's like the nicest guy in the world. He filmed a movie in Mississippi in Brookhaven called the Hollers back in, was it 2013, 2014, something like that. And there was a girl I knew that was a waitress in Jackson. And hey, I guess that's where he was staying. And said that, you know, she waited on him. Nicest guy in the world. Said, super nice. Like, you think, like, you know, big movie stars like that, you know, even if they're not nice, you think that there might just be, like, I want to be left alone,
yeah,
sort of thing. You know. Yeah. But he said, no. But he was, like, the nicest guy in the world.
Well, there you go. See, something else we learned today. If you see John, know he's a nice guy. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll catch you here tomorrow on the B-Team Podcast. Until tomorrow. Say goodbye, Brother Breck.
Goodbye, Brother Breck.
You've been listening to the B-Team Podcast. Catch BMO and Breck weekday mornings on Mississippi's Superstar Country, Kicks 96.
A Boswell Media station.
Listen live at kicks96news.com.
To become a sponsor, appear as a guest on the show, or for more information, contact them at btmpodcastms@gmail.com.